It's here and now, and it's showtime in London. The opening ceremonies for the 30th Olympic Games are only hours away, and somehow plans for the elaborate three-hour event have remained largely shrouded in secrecy. The Games will span 2 weeks, include 26 sports, 302 events with athletes from more than 200 countries. So let's check in with Boston Globe sports reporter Shira Springer, who's in London covering the Games. Hi, Shira.
Hi, how are you doing?
First of all, set the stage for us. And has anything at all leaked out about the opening ceremonies? What do you know?
Well, not much has leaked out. You know, it's a Danny Boyle production, and there is going to be an English pasture scene. We know that much. I did walk into the Olympic Park this afternoon behind a bunch of what they call cast members who will be performing in the opening ceremonies, and they simply said to me that it's going to be spectacular.
Shira, is the city ready? I mean, too late now if it's not, but we've heard a lot about problems with the public transportation system. Is it all working well enough to get people there?
I think the key phrase there was well enough. And the other key phrase would be, and I'll add, at the moment. They really haven't experienced the full Olympic crush yet. They will with this opening ceremonies this evening. There's a wait-and-see attitude because the transportation system, namely the cranky old tube, has not felt the full brunt of Olympic traffic yet. And I think one of the things that will really save a lot of time and aggravation is they have ambassadors, travel ambassadors from Transport London stationed all over the city, giving you directions. How that system behaves once it's maxed out is anybody's guess at this point.
And moving away from transportation, tell us about security and what you're seeing there. Presidential candidate Mitt Romney committed a bit of a gaffe earlier this week when he was in London and suggested that he didn't think London was up to the job. What are you seeing?
Well, yeah, and that was, I think, largely in response to the news that the private contractor hired to staff security checkpoints had fallen short. There weren't enough people to staff those security checkpoints. At the Olympic Park itself, the process getting into the park through the security checkpoints has been very smooth and efficient and appears to be well-staffed. It certainly seems that the city is particularly vigilant. They're making lots of use of CCTV here. So I think, you know, again, this is an instance where everybody has their fingers crossed and are hoping that they have taken all the measures necessary to keep an eye on as much as they can. But there are a lot of hard and soft targets that are, you know, concerning.
Now, even though the Games haven't officially started, we've seen a few sort of major snafus. What stands out from what you viewed while you were there?
Yeah, I think the major sort of big gaffe that I've seen, and it stood out to me, is the fact that when the North Korean women's soccer team played, the flag of South Korea was accidentally posted beside the players' faces during introductions. You can't get much more of a political gaffe than that. The North Koreans walked off the field, considered, from what I understand, forfeiting, and then were coached back on the field about an hour later. I mean, those type of things, that type of insensitivity or just lack of knowledge is quite embarrassing.
And another thing that has emerged as a bit of a controversy, there will be no official moment of silence, as I understand, for the Israeli athletes who were killed in Munich 40 years ago at those Olympics. How are folks reacting to that?
Yeah, I think people are very disappointed. At least that's what I've been hearing around here, is that the IOC basically squashed any idea or notion or movement to hold just 1 minute of silence at the opening ceremony for the athletes who died in the 1972 Munich Olympic massacre. This morning in Trafalgar Square, I went to a memorial service. It was a very brief service. It lasted all of about 15 minutes. Almost 500 people showed up, and they felt that it was just simply something that should be recognized and that it was going to be painfully absent from the opening ceremony.
And finally, Shira, over the last week or two, we've had a lot of coverage on this side of the pond about a lot of the sort of grumbling going on by Londoners about the Olympics, that they've complained about too much traffic, the inconvenience. What's the general mood around town today?
I heard some grumbling as I was walking the streets. That's still very much present. But I think once the opening ceremony takes place, there's going to be a tremendous sort of uplift in British spirit about the whole affair, and people will really get into the swing of things.
That's Shira Springer. She's a sports reporter for the Boston Globe covering the London Olympics, which get underway in just a few hours. Shira, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.